And the presidential campaign is staying in high gear. President Bush and John Kerry both plan on campaigning heavily in Florida, which could be the ultimate swing state this time again. And especially they are courting the state's large Cuban-American population, a voting bloc that traditionally has voted Republican. That may not be the case this year. Day-to-Day's Eric Weiner reports from Miami.
If the nearly half a million Cuban-American voters lived in, say, California or Mississippi, we wouldn't be talking about them. But they live in Florida, and in politics, as in real estate, location is everything, especially if that location happens to be in the heart of Miami's Little Havana.
You've got to understand, the last election, to put it succinctly, if half of 1% of Cuban-Americans would have just stayed home, we would be talking about Gore's re-election campaign, not about Bush's re-election. It's that important. That's
Joe Garcia, head of the Cuban-American National Foundation, the largest of the many Cuban exile groups based in Florida. Miami, Garcia quips, votes so heavily Republican, it makes Crawford, Texas, look downright liberal. In 2000, George W. Bush won 84% of the Cuban-American vote. The Versailles Cafe is a popular hangout among Cuban exiles, famous for its high-octane Cuban coffee and lively political banter. You see plenty of Bush-Cheney buttons and bumper stickers here. Raul Lopez Mola says he's voted Republican since 1969, and he's not about to switch now.
To tell you the truth, my vote is locked already. I mean, no matter what Kerry says, no matter what... That rhetoric is not going to hit me or my family.
But listen carefully, and you do hear grumbling among the Cuban community. It began last July, and the spark was, believe it or not, a floating 1951 Chevy flatbed truck. On board were 11 Cuban refugees hoping to make it to U.S. shores. But the Coast Guard intercepted the improvised boat and sent the refugees back to Cuba. In Miami, discontent among Cuban exiles bubbled to the surface, the way it usually does, on one of the city's hugely popular Spanish-language stations. This song about the floating Chevy contains some lyrics that were sure to get the attention of Republican strategists. George Bush has become a rat, just like Clinton, the song goes. Oh, how the Republican treason hurts. Cuban-American leader Joe Garcia says the song reflects a growing sentiment here that President Bush has been too tough on the Cuban refugees and not tough enough on Fidel Castro.
And that's not that we want the Marines on the beach in Cuba, although if you ask my grandmother, she'd probably say she favors that solution. What we want is help to bring about change. And a lot of Cuban Americans say, you know, you went to the other side of the earth to knock off a real evil guy. Well, there's a real evil guy 90 miles away who's oppressing my people.
The Bush administration's response was to enact tough new travel regulations, which took effect last month. Cuban Americans are now allowed to visit their families only once every 3 years instead of once a year, as was the case before. No exceptions, even if a relative is terminally ill. The travel restrictions don't upset the exiles who've been living in the U.S. for decades, anything to put the squeeze on Castro. But it has created a lot of anger among more recent arrivals who still have family back in Cuba. Normally, these people don't vote, but Wayne Smith, a senior fellow at the Center for International Policy and a longtime Cuba watcher, says that is beginning to change.
It has suddenly energized them. It has suddenly politicized them. In other words, if they can't visit their families unless they'll vote, they can vote George Bush out of office, they're going to do what they can to vote him out of office.
John Kerry promises that if elected, he would repeal the travel restrictions and encourage people-to-people exchanges between the U.S. and Cuba. His campaign has launched a drive to register thousands of new Cuban-American voters. It won't be enough for Kerry to win the Cuban-American vote, but it might be enough for the Democrats to peel off a few thousand votes. And in a race as close as the one in Florida, that could make all the difference in the world. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Weiner in Miami.